https://ivahoopost/at8287f0a915013dbat8c723c915 1918. Digit 11 months ago, Bob and I remember reading a piece earlier on today pointing out that some people do not even know stars are suns, or that the world isn't flat. #stultophobia #twinkle twinkle #lookup #locary #idiocracy #agnotology. Quote from https://ivahoopost/at1b7at4e0ab4t13bca9e7.23c915 1918/https://ivahoopost/at1b7at4e0ab4t13bca9e7.23c915 1918. As cathartic an exercise in catharsis as that is to re-encounter and re-post, I hope it also fulfills a kind of shared relief for those already facing the horror alone in silent fear of the hordes of the mountaineers of Peak Dunning-Kruger to let them help them go to Bonning. But perhaps a mill adept at that cathartic relief for your tastes, maybe we can still both enjoy some clown planet. https://www.youtube.com/@Carl Vernon or these days is he more on a grumpy old man looking down on victims of the intentional stultifications? Ain't all just tragedy of the idiocracy, gotta lift that stone, look for the truth, I'm only just smart enough to know I'm not smart enough, what hope for those not even that smart, gotta keep looking, and looking for better ways of looking, looking harder. Since looking smarter's the self-delusion that drops us short of being smart enough to know we're not smart enough, where we stop looking, and start obliviously presuming to already know and thus of course, not need to look, gotta look all the harder, was reminded recently of Albert Einstein's, as he worded it, retardation growing up, and how that was the pressure pot within which he strove harder to comprehend. Anyways, this was supposed to be just a quick post with that one line. Then I thought of Carl Vernon. Didn't imagine there'd be a run-on stream of consciousness blabbing on, incidentally, which I got lambasted for doing, from the same place that evoked Einstein and triggered the stultophobia, also lambasted for my metaphysical philosophical musings for being so uncringly removed, huh? Fun misinterpretation in perceptions, funny how far things get perceived wrong, and I will carry on in the truth. Defiant against ever trying to massage perceptions ever again, Tilda Bill Hicks saved my life, my soul, NNNNNOT going down that road again. I will carry on, stand my ground, through every bloody beating, trying to silence me, and see how louder I come back. Stand up for each other. Don't take any shit from bullies, without becoming one yourself. That's the real tricky part. To take a paradigm beyond reaffirming their biggest bully wins paradigm. I'm not going to say stand up for the little any whatsoevers, because you're not little, you are the same size as everybody else. You are the size of the universe, and some want to kick the rest of the wheels off you because of your one squeaky wheel. Well, maybe if they'd stop leaning on it like that, it'd stop squeaking, and their reason to so abuse you as a virtue would disappear as the circularity revealed. And they the source of the problem, not to mention the insanity of thinking accelerated destructions the better men, how they cap the possible with their arrogance, so sure, the extent of their imagination, the extent of the possible anyways, yeah, good time to go watch some comedy, let's see if can find some punching up, or in, not down and out, cause this is no time for that pitchforks versus torches sheet, no time for falling for that pitchforks versus torches scam. I'll turn the other cheek, hard, motherfucker, friend me. Tilde oldest friend, so, no, deeper roots, wider diverged branches, solid perspective to lend more credence to, once said, I'm the most violent pacifist he knows, yeah, several others'll have said I'm the best dancer they know, Tilde and I agree, without much fanfare, no need for violence in dance, no competition in dance, it's free, get it. Like the style of jabbing out a stream of consciousness in a cathartic rant, you let it all out, you want to cap that, you want to stifle expression, in violent suppression, mine, I'll step up, plenty more rope to hang yourself with, plenty more cheek to turn, strike me down, and I'll become more powerful than you can possibly be imagining from that place of seeking violent resolution to problems you created, as I've done before, the forgiveness already there. But that's not a free pass. Without vigilance, you strike me down for I know not what. You jump on me, beat me, for I know not what. I insist you stop beating me up. You insist that wasn't beating you up, and the slaps become punches as you proclaim this is beating you up. I still won't budge from whatever it was I know not what. Use your words. You attack me in every corridor, multiple times, shoving me into the wall, punching me, flinching and making faces and noises at me. Oh, that'll nearly break my faith in humanity, sure, but I won't bend to conform to be as the bully. Plenty more hope. Plenty more hope. Not your enemy. There are no enemies where I am. Come at me, bro. Got more of your 51 to shoot. Plenty more rope. It's elastic rope too. See? Very forgiving. Karmic elastic. Oh, it'll snap back eventually. No matter how many extra-dimensional twists you try add. S.Y. I'm not going to use my stupid evil manipulative skills on you. Like you even want me to. You even insist I do. That's part of the conformity to the bullying. That I won't do. Come at me totalitarian, bro. Crush me all you like. Cryptic slithering, or straight up brute forcing. It's only you and me here, and in Lake Edge. So what are we doing here? Who are you attacking? Why? It's okay. This is not an attack. This is not a trap. This is not a ploy. Just a little seeking joy. IDK. It just rimmed and popped in my head. Heady hedonistic ledge, deceitful self-pledge. The short looping and the brain does that too, like some computers do too, famously to calamitous vulnerability bugs. Utility. It may have grand expedience, but we don't just evolve in the short loop. Many long look. No need get stuck in the short loops. Like short loops of perception. Like prejudices. When stuck. Bigotries. And just no need. No benefit. For the bigger ranges of our being, we're not just gonna parasitize our way to the top. Can't get there from here. That's not where that goes. Even the most accomplished parasite atop a mountain is still just going to eat their mountain. And how big a mountain to suckle on do you think bigotry creates? Endless. And would you want it even if you managed to magic it so? Then what folly of weak aptitude of wisdom has beset you? Heartless beast. I jest. You have a heart. It's just maybe a bit clogged and calcified, and as good as mute in the rest of the noise in there. Meditate. Silence. Quiet that shit. Quiet is all. S-H. 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 Listen. Hear the silence. The deep silence between the silence. Just that. If anything else comes up, greet it with lightest touch. Neither pushing it away, nor pulling it towards you. Just awareness of the silence, and everything that sits upon it. Meditating, returning to this no-thought space, even just for one breath, can do wonders to help dispel the many ploys and hypnosizes that drag us astray from how far our unleashed aptitudes may take us. Isness, we go from here, curious, or judgmental with your one true way to cap all possibility, riding the short loop hormones and neuropeptide feel-good rewards of being right, or embracing that workload, that exercise, to slough off the atrophy, and regrow it, use it, don't lose it, build it up, in the longer now, take the pains for the gains, even volunteering to step forward into that pain, even when it's not on little you, directly, stepping up, even if you don't yet recognize there is no little you, stepping up and stepping in, remind a bully, get in their way to protect their victims, and make sure you let them know they can do that too, so they don't reaffirm their weakness and dependency upon you. There are worse things than death. They know not what they do. Every little to remind them helps. I look out across the schizophrenic, the multi-personality disorder slash adapting, psychopaths, sociopaths, apaths, the various cluster levels of personality disorders, and from where I see so far it's still narcissists that are the worst, the most dangerous. They're not even trying to find a shared reality, not even in themselves. But they'll often feign it, and many who have been treating them for ages, say there's no cure, and to run away from them as best you can, and just avoid and avoid and avoid IDK, sounds like that'd worsen their insecurity, which is at the root, it is the seed, of their disorder, seems more like some loving, even hard-loving, psychedelic therapy experience and neurogenics would surely help. A few more neuropathways to open up more opportunities to see things from more perspectives, and not get stuck in that existential short loop that keeps them from reality. But then I remember reading a piece earlier on today pointing out that some people do not even know stars are suns, or that the world isn't flat, in a whole other light. Is it black and gold, blue and white, the image, or the original? Always another point of view. I'll leave this, not closing, but opening from here, with https://www.youtube.com/watchvfrcxjprhtgmcarlsagan. Pale blue dot. From this distant vantage point, the Earth might not seem of any particular interest. But for us, it's different. Consider again that dot. That's here. That's home. That's us. On it everyone you love, everyone you know, everyone you ever heard of, every human being who ever was, lived out their lives. The aggregate of our joy and suffering, thousands of confident religions, ideologies, and economic doctrines, every hunter and forager, every hero and coward, every creator and destroyer of civilization, every king and peasant, every young couple in love, every mother and father, hopeful child, inventor and explorer, every teacher of morals, every corrupt politician, every superstar, every supreme leader, every saint and sinner in the history of our species live there on a mote of dust suspended in a sunbeam. The Earth is a very small stage in a vast cosmic arena. Think of the rivers of blood spilled by all those generals and emperors so that in glory and triumph they could become the momentary masters of a fraction of a dot. Think of the endless cruelties visited by the inhabitants of one corner of this pixel on the scarcely distinguishable inhabitants of some other corner. How frequent their misunderstandings, how eager they are to kill one another, how fervent their hatreds. Our posturings, our imagined self-importance, the delusion that we have some privileged position in the universe, are challenged by this point of pale light. Our planet is a lonely speck in the great enveloping cosmic dark. In our obscurity in all this vastness there is no hint that help will come from elsewhere to save us from ourselves. The Earth is the only world known, so far, to harbor life. There is nowhere else, at least in the near future, to which our species could migrate. Visit, yes, settle, not yet, like it or not, for the moment, the Earth is where we make our stand. It has been said that astronomy is a humbling and character-building experience. There is perhaps no better demonstration of the folly of human conceits than this distant image of our tiny world. To me, it underscores our responsibility to deal more kindly with one another and to preserve and cherish the pale blue dot, the only home we've ever known. Carl Sagan's famous pale blue dot speech given at Cornell University in 1994, raising a green torch, here's one a toast, to defiant violently pacifist kindness if only we can see it, see how it's so bold kindness, this is no time for caution, remember where we're at now. https://www.youtube.com/watchvv2h1s9gj5da. Dr. Man, listen to me. So much easier if you could only have listened past your hubris, your fevered ego. Now it's not possible. No, it's necessary. To me, it underscores our responsibility to deal more kindly with one another and to preserve and cherish the pale blue dot, the only home we've ever known. Each us mere mortals can experience omniscience that's not a 10,000-mile-high view, that's every view, that's being every blind man, and the elephant. You don't come away from that experience with less kindness, with more narcissism. Take mushrooms. Squeegee that third eye. And the one on your heart too. Didn't think it was just the neurons in your head, did you? And then I remember. Some people do not even know stars are suns, or that the world isn't flat, nor are they curious, nor curious why they're not curious, and just keep taking aluminium in their body sprays, cutlery, table salt, jabs, in apathetic abandon, oblivious to their riding their emotions, presuming they're still thinking, and that they believe their perceptions as reality. Almost like there's a big parasite out there somewhere benefiting from have them diminished like that. Defy harder, bigger joy,